Dirt roads to rock crawling, Tuba Chuck to screaming eagle, moonshine to 50-year-old single malt. We talk about it all here on Wheelin' Wine and Whiskey with your hosts, Jason and Chris.
Welcome to Wheelin' Wine and Whiskey, episode 125, on remote at Trail Hero at Sandpit Campground. Outside, beautiful day here, Monday of Trail Hero, day one. And I've got two lovely ladies sitting to the right of me here. My co-host for this podcast since Chris. Chris, where are you, Chris? No Chris? Amber Turner, the one and only Amber Turner, is here in the Heezy Baby.
Teehee.
So there's Amber. And sitting to the right of Amber is none other than the Instagram famous wheeling mischief maker herself, Holly Fowler. Welcome.
Well, hello there. Famous, don't know, but Holly Fowler, yes, I am.
Well, right on. Well, this has been a long time coming. We tried to do this last year at Trail Hero. It didn't work out. We went wheeling together yesterday. That was a blast.
Yep.
And here we are recording. So we're making it happen.
We are making it happen. Finally.
Finally.
Just.
Monday.
So let's just dive in. What is your story? So how did you get involved with Jeeping? You bought a stock Jeep, and then now you got this badass rig that's very, very capable.
Yeah, so I actually had no idea about the off-roading industry whatsoever. I bought a stock 2017 Chief Edition Wrangler, like in a Chief blue, the light blue. Love it. I'm a blue girl. I'm from Scotland, so yeah. Blue is my color, my jam. And I liked the stripe because it was retro feeling, and we lived by the ocean, and I was in real estate at the time, and I thought this will, you know, my clients will remember me. This is a pretty cool Wrangler. So, kind of got into a little bit of YouTube watching, thanks to Walter Fowler, my husband. And I thought everyone was absolutely nuts taking these vehicles up rocks. And one of the first videos I saw was of the chute out here, funnily enough. And I said, No,
not doing that.
Death wish right there. Oh, no. Never. And I was never an outdoors person. Like,
really?
I was very girly, pencil skirts, kitten heels, hair, makeup done every day. A little bit of fake tan, if you will. And as you can see now, definitely not that person.
Wow. Full 360.
Oh, completely.
Hey.
So everyone at home doesn't know who I am now anymore. They're like, what? What are you, where are all of your nice clothes? I'm like, I don't know. I don't have them anymore. I have three pairs of jeans and a ton of t-shirts. That is it. Give me a hat any day.
There you go. Super simple.
Goodness.
So I actually went to an off-roading class in upstate New York. It was pretty cool. We went through a forest, basically, and I put my one of my tires on a pebble and almost freaked out. And started going to the closest off-road park, Rausch Creek.
Oh, Rausch, yeah. Right.
5 hours away from us.
Okay.
So we would get up at 3 in the morning and head on there and stay there for a day and then drive on back home every weekend. And that's how it started. That's where it all started, was Rausch, basically.
So you got out there and go, okay, this is actually not as scary as I thought and kind of cool. No, it's super scary, but I like it. It's a fun scary.
There we go.
Okay.
There we go. You know, like when you go on a roller coaster and you're like, oh, I'm going to throw up.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to throw up. And then you come off and you're like, I want to go again.
I think they call that adrenaline junkie, right, Amber?
I think so.
Maybe a little bit. It's so empowering.
You should know.
Right?
But I mean, after all the years that I've been with, I mean, what I did yesterday, that hill climb, that scared the crap out of me. So I still get scared off-road.
Oh, for sure. Like every single time I go off-road somewhere, there's always a moment of keep your face straight.
Yes.
Your stomach is in your throat. And yeah. You might need to change your underwear. Let's get real.
That's a good spare to have on your dip.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we got to get into that.
That was a good one.
That was,
hey,
okay.
So that's something that I kind of wanted to dive into, because you're originally from Scotland, right?
Yeah, so I grew up in Scotland, only moved to the States almost 10 years ago now. I was actually an opera singer before. That's what my career was in. So,
wow.
Lived in Italy for 2.5 years. That's nice. Where all the girliness, non-outdoors, more makeup, you know, and dress up and perform. So, yeah, kind of grew up music-wise. Fair. That was it.
Very
cool. That was it.
And I was wondering, does Scotland have any off-roading at all?
It does. It's becoming more and more popular.
Okay.
There are a couple of people who have, like, a YouTube channel. They're from Wales, actually, and they kind of go in their Jeep Wrangler off-road. They're trying to bring the Jeep Wranglers more into it, because over there it's more the Land Rovers, Land Cruisers,
right,
stuff like that. So, yeah. And my dad will kill me for this, but, like, it's more of like going through rivers and puddles and up hills.
Right.
He hates that. He's like, no, come on, we're from Scotland. Make us sound good. And I'm like, well, you don't exactly have the wheeling that we have here.
So has he ever been wheeling with you? Or obviously you've seen some videos of you doing what you do. Does he watch those?
He keeps up.
Okay.
He keeps up. He thinks I'm crazy.
Sure.
He's not really that surprised, though.
Okay.
And he will be coming out in a couple of weeks' time, and I will be getting him in the seat.
Oh, yes. No way. Is that the first time?
Yeah.
Oh, off-roading. Boy. That is going to be phenomenal.
That's great.
It's going to be
out here
amazing.
At Sand Hollow.
Out here at Sand Hollow.
Oh, that's going to be
that's
so
baptism
good.
By fire if I've ever heard it.
So you got to take them on an easier run, right? Like West Rim or something first? Or are you just going to dive right into like a 7-8 rated trail?
I was just going to dive straight in
Why
there.
Why not? Just jump in the deep end.
Why
I love
not?
It. Well, there you go. Perfect.
You know, this is what I do.
Scare them.
You got full harnesses and everything.
It's okay. I'll pour him a wee G&T at the end of it. He'll be fine. Maybe during.
During.
Yeah, you can just sit there and enjoy.
Have his tea.
You're right.
Yeah.
So you need to have a GoPro facing him during that whole
oh,
run.
Oh, for sure.
Okay.
It's absolutely going to be probably one
video.
Of the best episodes
yes.
I ever film.
Yes.
For
it's
sure.
Be great.
This is what happens when I take my dad wheeling.
Yep.
Oh, that's I'm looking forward to that one. That's
going oh, that's
going to
be a good one.
It's going to be fun.
That's
It'll be
crazy.
Fun for sure.
So, all right. So, yeah. So then that you got this Jeep, got... you know, not hooked instantly, but you're like, there's something here. And then it just grew into this.
For sure. Yeah. 2018 is kind of when I really started modifying the Jeep. I say that very lightly with, you know, angry eyes and a tiara, which is a light bar, but I like to call it a tiara because it looked pretty.
And
that one before.
Went into all metal cloak, actually. Started
yes.
with the whole metal cloak lift, 3.5 inch. Had all their armor, their 6-pack shocks. Really enjoyed them. And then every time I went out to the park, I wheeled with different groups. And got quite close with a group of older gentlemen who didn't quite, they weren't inviting to begin with. They literally gave me a map and said, if you cannot keep up, find your way out.
Wow.
And I said, okay. And do you know what? I kicked their butt.
Yeah.
It was awesome. And then I got the respect from them.
Yes.
So we went wheeling a lot together and just seeing different builds every time I went out and wanting to do different obstacles and harder trails. You know, you just kind of, I was big into forums. So a lot of chit-chatting in Wrangler forums and, you know, if I want to do this, what's the next step? A lot of YouTube watching and that's how we've kind of got to where we are now. It's been through, I think this is the 4th build on it.
Yeah.
Since 2017.
Well, welcome to, you know what Jeep stands for, right?
Just empty
every
pocket.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Exactly right.
That is why I'm homeless. Yeah. No, I'm joking. I'm not homeless.
We're all just days away from being homeless. Yeah, when we're in the Jeep life.
You know what I say? You can't race a house, but you can sleep in a race car.
That's right.
Oh, I like that. Oh, bumper sticker, T-shirt. There we go.
Lifestyle.
So you earned your cred, your trail cred. And then, yeah, I mean, that's how most people do it, is like they see, you know, what's working on the trail and stuff, and like, okay, maybe I'll make that modification. And
yeah.
But
and reaching out to companies was the next thing. Okay. I don't really like the word ambassador. Yeah. I like build partner, because you are partners when, you know, you approach a company. I had a deck, and I had a specific thing in mind that I wanted to build, and the two companies that hopped on first were Power Tank.
Yeah,
love those guys.
We know Steve and Tyler very well.
Yes,
yeah. They're locals to us.
Power Tank and Fusion 4x4 axles. Okay. So yeah. Very cool people. Still very much behind me, and I like it when companies don't want you to push everything on people. It should be very organic.
Yes.
The amount of axles I've managed to sell just by people coming up and talking to me, and, you know, I'm not, oh, this is what you should get, and this is what you should get, and this is what you should get. I'm more of like, tell me, like, what you're going to use your build for. Mm-hmm. Where are you wheeling primarily? Because it depends on the terrain,
sure.
You know?
Absolutely.
And the tires has been a big thing. I have jumped from Mickey Thompson to BFG Goodrich.
So let's talk about that for a second, since you brought that up. Because you had the Sticky Mickeys, which are just gnarly-looking tires. Ooh, and
very sticky.
They seem to work very well.
And they do.
They're impressive looking at them in person.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I just I wanted a little change.
Okay.
And I, like, when I first started building everything, I wanted to get a set of Reds, but they were way out of my league. So I got Pit Bulls instead. You know, that was the next best thing to me.
Whatever you can get.
So the fact that I was, you know, I had the opportunity to get a set of Reds, and it's just really cool. And I'm excited about it. They work extremely well out here. They just suck on the rock.
Yeah.
I love saying that. People are like, oh, I'm like, but that's what they do,
know?
Right.
But it's going to be super interesting next year when I head off onto the East Coast tour for 5 months again. Just everywhere so different.
Right.
Everywhere is so different. You've got that mud, you've got that clay, you've got the granite. It's just completely different. So it's going to be pretty interesting to see, like, how they do everywhere.
Because right.
I don't just stick in one place, which is why a lot of company, I think I'm attractive to companies because of that.
Well, yeah, you know? Exactly. Because you're not just wheeling one particular terrain all the time.
Yeah.
And, and that's like most people, they're like, okay, you know, I go within, you know, a couple hundred miles of my house or whatever to a certain area. But all the terrain is similar per se, right?
Yeah.
But you are covering every type of
everywhere.
Off-road terrain.
Yeah.
I mean, even for us that are California people and close to the Rubicon, we know the Rubicon inside and out. Those rocks move under you, and that's why it was fun. Some people that are on this trip, James and Rhonda, that were there yesterday with Samurai, Tom with the Bronco, you know, CJ here with the CJ7, and we're used to granite that gets slick. And traction's not always good. And the granite boulders move under your feet, which you've done Fordyce. We love Fordyce. We love Rubicon. But that's what we're used to. And you get out here and it's like nothing's moving under us. We're driving on sandpaper, super sticky. Okay, we got to adjust our driving style a little bit. And that's what's cool. But then back to the tire thing, it's like you could see what, you know, you've had a variety of different tires over the years. You're like, well, this one works great here, this one works great in these different ones or whatever, right?
There's never going to be
a perfect tire.
There's never going to be a perfect build that can do everything.
Yeah.
There just isn't. You know, you kind of have to concentrate on one and do the best that you can.
Right.
And push it as far as you can.
Yeah.
You know, exactly. I've had a lot of conversations, especially about like Ultra 4 cars. I'm building a race vehicle. It's not going to be an Ultra 4 car.
Okay.
But people are asking, you know, well, why don't you do Ultra 4 and you should be able to rock climb? No, I have a rock climber. That's mm-hmm. Mischief Maker. And I'm going to have a desert racer, which will be the other vehicle.
Nice.
Yep.
So I'll be able to do a little, but it's not built for that.
Right.
You
yeah.
know? So you just got to...
The sticky life's pretty good, though.
I love the sticky life's
pretty good.
I mean, it's pretty spectacular, to be honest.
I moved over to the sticky life a couple years ago, and I got to get stickies for the CJ5 now. It's just the only time those tires don't work well is in the snow in Northern California. They do
oh,
not
really?
Like the snow.
No.
No.
Don't get them cold.
No, they don't like cold weather as much, but that's where the pit bulls work well.
Hey.
In the snow.
Might be the only place where pit bulls.
Yeah, I think so, actually.
Sorry.
But anyways, okay, well, that's interesting. So you've had the BFG Reds now for how long?
I've had them for maybe three months now.
3 months? Okay, yeah, I knew it was relatively...
Yeah, it's fairly new. And again, people are always asking, well, you know, you switched over, so I should get
yeah,
them.
So...
And I'm like, well, not necessarily. That's when I spend a lot of time on social media, normally like DMing people.
Yeah.
But it's because I kind of care. I may not know you.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to push something on you.
Right.
I need to know all the information. I need to know what vehicle you have. Are you going to stretch it? What's
right.
the wheelbase? What is this? What is that? Where are you going to wheel primarily?
Yeah. Are you driving 200 miles to a trail on the street? You're not going to put Reds on.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. A lot of people with daily drivers
yeah.
are like, oh, I want that build. And
nope.
I'm like, no, that's not a thing.
No, that is right. not a street rig.
No, you're going to ruin everything.
Yeah.
You're going to break everything. Well, so, you know.
Yeah, the more you do for off-road, the less on-road worthy it is. So,
yeah,
it's not a good combo.
That's
there.
That's like next level caring stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
For sure.
Gosh.
So you mentioned sure. the interwebs, which are down today for Instagram and Facebook. And I know I see you a lot on Instagram. And I try, you know, I've got the Wheeling Wine and Whiskey page, and I'm a one-man show on that deal, and I try to keep up. I try to keep up with, like, people that are following me that are, like, my loyal followers that are always commenting and stuff.
Yeah.
So I can comment back and DM. But, I mean, on a busy day for me, I'm getting maybe 20 DMs.
Yeah.
Which is a fair amount for me, which you're probably getting 80,
oh,
100
Lord.
Plus.
It's a lot.
That's a lot of work.
It's a lot. And a lot of people are like, oh, your life is so wonderful. I'm like, sometimes I spend 16 hours on my phone writing to people.
Right, see? Like,
and just remember, I don't get paid for that. So,
right.
you know what
yeah.
I mean? Like, I think people really forget that a lot goes into anything that anyone does.
Sure.
Yes.
You know? Well, and you post probably, what, like 3-4 stories a day on average, and at least one or
yeah,
two.
I
mean,
try.
You're active.
I try, just so that, you know, I feel like I've created this kind of community where people are just
sure.
interested.
Yeah.
So if you go quiet, it's worse.
People start going, where are you? Are you okay?
Okay?
Yeah.
Are you fine?
What's happening?
What happened? Are you still in America?
Yeah. Yeah.
No, I'm still here. I'm just watching a movie in bed.
Yeah.
You know what
yeah,
I mean? It's like,
chilling.
So, you know, I enjoy it.
It's all
I enjoy
time commitment,
sharing.
Right?
Yeah.
But it's your brand. It's your way of reaching out and touching with people. And that's why before we started the podcast, I mentioned to you, hey, internet's down. Are you freaking out today? And you're like,
yeah, a little bit. I mean, I just checked my phone 94 times in 30 minutes.
Is it back up?
Is it back yet? What happened? Calling Walter. Hey, Walter, can you get onto Instagram?
Yeah.
No? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So the internet's down.
It's not just my phone.
if it was up and running today, there'd be a meme saying this is the most productive day that people have had in years. So because I can't do Instagram and Facebook.
Fair.
It's true.
Yeah, I get caught in that vortex sometime, and it's like, oh my God, you know, and it's like, I don't know, they probably do this on purpose, the stories that only last 24 hours. So you're like, I got to check in on my people that I like to follow every 24 hours so I don't miss a story, right?
Oh, for sure.
You know, and then it's like, and then somebody will say, oh, did you see so-and-so's story? No, I missed. Oh, no. And then it's gone forever unless they repost or something, right? So it's like that whole thing of like FOMO, fear of missing out.
Yeah.
Right, Amber?
Yeah.
Amber's like, oh.
Do you ever get FOMO, Amber?
From social media?
Anything.
No. Not from social media.
Oh, okay. But see, there are some things.
If I miss an event and I'm sitting at home looking on social media, then I'm FOMO.
Yeah, yeah, see?
Missing
a race or
that's
something.
Different.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that's about it.
No, so that's cool. You mentioned this desert truck vehicle thing that desert rig. So let's talk about what you can talk about for racing next year. This is going to be next year.
It's
going
to be a next year. Okay. It was supposed to be an end of this year thing.
COVID.
Unfortunately, just hasn't happened.
Yeah,
but it's okay. So I have everything I need and. We're just waiting for a slot now.
Okay.
And it should be finished. Should be finished by mid-January.
Okay.
Ooh.
And Mint 400 in March, possibly.
Nice.
Would love it.
Nice.
Really wanted to do the one in December as my first race, which to me is very aggressive. But
very.
Do you know what? It doesn't matter. It's just a race. It's something I want to do. And I mean, I'm not doing it to prove anything. I'm just an enthusiast. And it's just something that kind of tickled my fancy after going to the Mint 400.
Okay.
I volunteered there last year.
Oh, nice.
And I was like, this is awesome. This is a completely different animal. This is a completely different headspace you got to be in. It's fast. Let's try it.
Nice.
Why not?
Another way to push your limits.
Another way to push your limits.
Well, Amber did the same thing. The family volunteered at KOH, and then next thing you know, she's racing KOH. So
it's a great way to get into it, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so.
Full immersion.
Yeah. Just go for it.
Deep
heck
in.
Yeah.
Jumping in the deep end.
Basically. Cannonball.
Cannonball, come in. So have you co-drove at all in the desert or been in a rig or drove a rig like 100 feet down the desert or what? Nothing.
Nothing.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
This is great.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Right
so that's
on.
Why. That's why I'm like, oh, hopefully it'll be done by the time I get back here because I'm obviously going to go back to Pennsylvania for Christmas.
Okay.
With my in-laws, and I'll be back for winter 4x4 Jamboree here.
Okay.
Right.
And then I want to zip up that suit, and I want to sit in that seat, and I want to be absolutely terrified, and I want to go for it. I want to learn.
Terrified from the driver's seat?
Well, I think the first time, yeah. I think the first time I may drive like a little bit of a grandma, but it's fine. Like, I'll be going maybe 30, and I'll be like, whoa!
It'll be like, oh, this feels so good.
Yeah. And people have told me horror stories like, get ready to throw up in your helmet. I'm like, cool, I'm all about it.
Just
Let's
accept the
it.
Suck. Embrace the suck. That's
Just
the
do
same.
It. Do it. What do you think, Lorenzo?
See?
Hold on. Lorenzo agrees with me.
He does. See, he's here.
I'm just saying.
He's wagging his tail. He's happy.
Oh, yeah.
He's soft.
He really is. Wow.
It's like a chinchilla.
So that's
the racing deal. Well, that's exciting.
Yeah. There's going to be a lot of flying back and forth just for races. And again, the first race is going to be interesting. The first of anything is always interesting.
Right.
You know, you're going to feel terrified. You're going to feel excited. When I get excited, I make myself feel very sick. And,
Throw up in your helmet kind of.
Whew, yeah, throw up in your helmet kind
All right,
of sick.
Just embrace it.
You know, but if I finish, hey, that's number one done.
Heck yeah.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Well, and as you've done with four-wheeling or anything, like any of us have done, it's like you come in and you know, attitude is everything.
For sure.
And you're going to learn, you're going to make mistakes, but you're gonna, you know, it's how you learn from those mistakes and how you progress through that. And, you know, if your heart's in it and you got the right attitude, you'll figure it out in short order, right? And that's where you're at.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, it'll
be
fun.
You did it with four-wheeling, so.
Fun is the right attitude.
You're right.
You got to.
If you're not having fun, why are you doing
it? Seriously.
Yeah,
if you take it seriously, that's when you make massive mistakes.
Right, right.
Or you just hate yourself afterwards.
Yeah, and then what's the point?
Yeah.
What is the point in doing that?
You just have to learn from it.
Right.
Yeah, right.
Well, and that is so this is good because I know the last couple years at KOH and being with Amber and stuff in the pits and all that stuff, and it's like right before the race. I'm like, you know, are you nervous or anything? And she's like, no, we're just going to go out and have fun. It's just a trail day. Just, yeah. You know, there just happens to be a race today.
That's awesome.
So, you know, it's that attitude. It's like, no, we're just going to go out and have a good time. Yeah, and they do. They're laughing. They're Instagramming across the desert. Instagram live at 60 miles an hour across the desert in a Suzuki Samurai.
60 miles an hour. That's generous.
Oh, I must be a little generous, maybe. 58. Okay.
Yeah, we're just having fun.
And then your whole motto, Holly, is seat time over everything. And that is so true.
It
we
is.
Go back to experience,
I love that.
Right?
It is. And that's...
So how did that come out? Or your tagline?
Honestly, I think we were just sat around a table and I was just like, you know, seat time, you just need seat time. I was talking to someone. A lot of people always ask, you know, how many years have you been doing this for? I'm not a lot, like a couple of years, but I put the seat time into
it. Yeah, you do it every weekend, right?
And that's it. Yeah. Like if I can get out, especially being here in Hurricane right now, if I can get out every day and do a trail in the morning, I'm going to do it. It doesn't matter if I've done it a million times before. It always changes.
Right.
You know, you could be an inch off of where you've always been and fall in a hole.
Yep.
You know what I mean? It's
or make the obstacle that you've never made before.
Exactly.
Yeah, you can walk right, go up to an obstacle that you always struggle with and then walk right through and go, okay, what was different there? I don't know. It
exactly.
Just worked.
Right.
Things
but
clicked.
Seat time over everything really goes into anything anyone does. You know, you put all the time and effort into something, you're going to get better.
Right.
It just is what it is.
And that's so true. And it's getting forgotten, this society that we live in of everything's instant gratification.
Yeah.
You know, on,
like,
on the
I want
interwebs.
It now.
Yeah. I want it now. I want sponsors.
I have to be good at
a million
it right
followers.
Now.
And let's make this thing happen. And you know, because people are looking at this stuff and going, oh my God, look at this rig, oh my gosh, there's so much money into this or that, or so lucky you get to four wheel every day. Well, this didn't just land on your lap.
No.
You know, you work for it.
No,
you know,
exactly.
And it's like, you know, if people knew, everybody has bad days, everybody has heartache, everybody's made sacrifices to get where they're at, wherever they are at. And it's like, you know, some people post some of that stuff on the internet. You know, you have a bad day and you're like, oh, this is broken. I can't get a part or whatever. Or, you know, this deal fell through. But, you know, everybody likes to see the happy stuff and they think it's happy all the time and it's not. There's a lot of behind the scenes.
Yeah, you got to fail a lot first.
Yeah.
There
is. You got to fail a lot before you succeed, right?
Yeah. And then you fail a lot more.
And then you fail again.
Well, if you fail, you're winning.
Yeah.
You know,
because
you got to learn from that and you're just going to not do that again. You're going to learn from it and then you're going to. You're winning.
Yeah.
Exactly.
If you're failing, you're winning.
Yeah. If you're not learning from it, then there's, you know, you're not that into it. There's no point.
Right.
Yeah.
But if you're learning from it, you're progressing, you're getting better at it.
Yeah.
You can still enjoy it.
Exactly.
Well, and I love that you wrench on your rig, just like Amber does and stuff. I mean, it's like, it's so funny because it's like, you know, does she need help? No, she's got it. She's going to take care of it. And it's
time I saw you because he talked about interviewing you last year.
Yeah.
And I saw you down in the vendor area changing out your spindle.
You
and I was like,
hub or
who
something.
Is
yeah.
this
yeah. Something was out.
Yeah, grenaded a hub.
Yeah, hub.
Yeah.
I thought it was just an axle shaft. So I was like, oh, this will be easy. It'll be quick. And taking the hub out in pieces, I'm like, oh, my gosh. I was like, well, good job. I know how to do this. Let's go. If we can do this in an hour, we can be back on the trails.
Right.
And that's exactly what we did.
And you're sitting there in the middle of the vendor area under a tarp with, like, cameras all around you and, like, a crowd gathering watching you do this with, like, grease on your hands.
I had no idea.
Elbows deep.
Yeah, you were focused.
I was in there. I did hear someone say, how can she do that with her wedding ring?
Yeah.
I'm like, dude, I just clean them.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Yeah.
That's
how
dedication.
Is she not wearing gloves? I don't have time for gloves.
See?
Come on, let's get in here.
I want to go wheeling. Screw this.
I know. Gloves take way too much time to get on and off.
Oh, my gosh.
That's great. No, it is. It's good. And so, you know, kind of bringing this back around, it's like seat time over everything. Learning what you can do as a driver, right? Learning your limitations and where you excel. Learning your rig,
yes.
Because the rig talks to you. You feel your rig. You know oh, this doesn't feel quite right. I'm close to rolling over, or something doesn't sound right, or whatever, right? And that is just, there's no replacement. You can't teach that. That is not a learned thing.
You can't.
You have to be in the rig, listening, tuned in, and know and feel and just, then it becomes intuitive.
Yeah. I don't know about you guys, but I kind of, this is going to sound really weird, I kind of drive with my butt. I can feel everything through the driver's seat.
Okay.
It's you like you and the rig are one
being. Exactly. Yeah. So I'm never like, I'm never in my head about stuff. I can always tell if something's off or wrong because it just doesn't feel right.
Right.
It's an extension of you.
For sure.
Yes. Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
Or in her case, her butt.
Your butt, the butt, the booty. I drive with my booty.
I love
it. Don't lie.
No, it's absolutely true. It's absolutely true. And now you're getting some tunes in your rig today, which I got to have tunes when I wheel. I got to have a little background music, and sometimes it gets loud because we're having a good time. But
I'm so very excited.
Yeah.
About it. No more singing.
Yeah, but
vehicle.
You're a good singer,
no
apparently.
Singing,
I know, but I always go to, like, Disney. I don't know why. Just go straight to Disney.
Can you give us a little something?
I certainly cannot. Lorenzo, how about you?
I certainly cannot.
No, no.
The bare necessities?
Oh, that's good. You sing in the shower?
Sometimes.
Okay,
yeah.
There you go. There you
yeah,
go.
Sometimes.
Keep the opera going a little bit.
Yeah, only ever in the trailer, though.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Because, you know, if you're staying in someone's house, I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
I do a little bit of that.
Somebody's watching me.
Someone can hear me.
There's a microphone.
Big Brother's always watching.
So you're gonna have tunes going.
I'm gonna have tunes going.
What's your go-to, like, some of the artists on your playlist, or songs or music? What genre, or what do you got?
Honestly, because I grew up with music, it's across the. It depends how I feel.
Yeah.
I will say country a little hard to get into for me.
Okay.
Like, I've been to Nashville.
Mm-hmm.
It was awesome. But I don't think I've listened to a country song since.
Wow.
So, and that was 3 years ago.
See, I
don't know. It's just like, you know, I'll listen to it. It's very
twangy.
I don't know.
Well, there's two different types of country. I mean, you got your modern day country, which isn't really country. And then you got your Hank Williams Jr.,
Country, Simpson. Country, I like.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So.
Okay. Yeah.
So
yeah.
Johnny Cash.
Yes.
Okay. Hank Williams.
Yeah.
You know, stuff like that. Yeah.
These
okay.
Absolutely.
That's right. Usually what's going on in my rig. But then it goes to, like, modern rock, and it'll go to Metallica. It'll go to Limp Bizkit. It'll go to,
you know, that hard
filter.
Oh.
Filter.
My
it goes
I
all over.
I did not see that.
I put it on random. There's it's some Beastie typical. Boys in there.
Beastie Boys is a
look
great
at his face. He's so shocked right now.
Lorenzo, I'm shocked right now. Ooh.
There's
Wu-Tang.
There's basically no classical music or elevator music, and no Cookie Monster rock.
Okay.
You know what Cookie Monster rock is?
No.
Rah, 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 where you can't
understand
the lyrics.
Oh, the one where you can't really hear?
Yeah, that's Cookie
Monster rock. They've got something stuck in their throat.
Yeah, exactly. That's
They're really calling for help.
Yes, they really are.
Yeah.
They really are.
Yeah. No, I'm not too big into that. Classical also, I don't really listen to anymore.
How about some smooth jazz?
Smooth jazz, yeah. I used to be in a big jazz band, like an 11-piece jazz band. I used to sing with them.
Okay.
Wow.
In Scotland.
Okay, cool.
Just for, you know, side work.
Yeah.
It's awesome. A lot of rap for me.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like old school rap or?
Like everything rap.
Like Eazy-E?
Like
like you get those good beats going while you're going over the rocks.
I can be a little ratchet.
Nice.
I'm just gonna say.
Ratchet. I love it.
A little ratchet. Yes, sorry.
That's great. That's so
in my
good.
Head, I'm like, in my head, I'm going for it in the club whilst, you know, driving. Yeah.
Okay. So that's cool.
Yeah.
Jamming.
So this mischief maker now is going to rock.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we're going to go for it tomorrow. It's going to be a party on Milt Smile tomorrow.
So, yeah, you're leading Milt Smile tomorrow,
leading
right?
Leading Milt Smile
okay.
tomorrow.
Well, I don't know what we're doing tomorrow, but I'm sure we'll hear you.
You definitely will.
Okay.
I'm going to make sure the whole mountain is on my music.
Thank goodness. That trail is on my shit list.
Why?
Because that's where I rolled last year. And I went back like 3 days later and I couldn't figure out how to do that obstacle without putting it on the side.
We're going to get this.
Yeah, we'll get it.
Yeah. It's time.
Yeah.
Oh, it's time.
Oh, yes.
Oh, it's time.
Oh, it's time. Time. We'll get DJ Holly on there for you.
DJ Holly.
He'll just be hopping up there. Whoop.
All right. No more Instagram lives from Verde.
Oh, come on.
Well, I'm not going to be on my lid this time.
Okay. No. No. We're going to.
That's the difference.
We're going to Instagram live with all four wheels firmly planted on
the
ground. Rocks.
Keeping it rubber side down.
So,
but yes. Anyways,
you have to go to my Instagram lives from last year, Holly, and we did a night run on Milt, and she ended up wedged kind of sideways in a not too bad, just laid it on side in a V notch. So
it's
I stopped
the first one in Milt Mile.
Yeah,
oh, the first one
off to the right a little bit,
wheel-based as F.
So we get her out of that. Send her. I shut off Instagram live because I'm like, there's nothing else going on. Literally less than 2 minutes later, I turn around and she is completely upside down on her roof. Tires in the air. Done.
First time on my lid.
Oh, how did that feel?
Yeah.
It was okay.
Yeah?
Yeah, my fridge opened up. Spilled a bunch of stuff. You know, I think we took four people and just flipped the thing over.
Yeah, there was more than four.
Yeah.
I put the winch on the front to keep it from sliding down the hill, and then you guys muscled it over.
Yeah.
It's a Suzuki Samurai.
Love it about them.
You just have the little lunchbox handle on the roof and just flip it
just
right back
flip
over.
It back over.
Yeah, and that was the thing. Like, I flopped over and I was like, well, this sucks. Everybody congregated and I just stood on top of it and I was like, yep, I did this.
She owned it.
Yeah,
she
good. Owned
it. And what shirt were you wearing that day? What did it say, Amber?
I'm remember. Kind of a big deal.
No.
I still have the shirt. All right, to be fair, somebody gave me that shirt. I didn't buy that myself.
No, you're super humble, and that's why it's even more funny, because you were wearing that shirt, and you rolled over twice in like 5 minutes. So
that was
awesome.
That was the picture. Yep. It was bad. Anyways, we're going to conquer that together.
There you go. I like it. I like it.
With, for sure. With Holly's jams.
Oh, yeah.
You have any rollover stories you'd like to share, Holly? Because we've all rolled at some point. No?
I don't.
Have you been
laid
on
the side?
Not really.
Muddy.
Like, it's been very close to being on the side, or I've, like, wedged onto the cage or something, but never actually flopped or flipped.
It doesn't count if you can drive out of it.
Yeah, if you can drive out of it.
Okay, well
count.
Then, yeah, no.
Wow. Yeah.
No, not yet. But
good
I am
you.
A super, super, super slow crawler.
Yes.
Especially when it comes to technical
You're
stuff.
You're very calculated. I watched yesterday.
I'll take my time. I have no problem with it. And if you have a problem with it,
and here's
go with the Speedy Gonzales.
Here's
exactly.
Here's another great thing that is a pro tip, and I tell people this all the time. And don't be too proud to get out of your rig. You did that yesterday. You were up on that ledge, and you just weren't making it up. And so you stopped, got out, looked. Oh, I need to be over another few inches this way. Okay, boom, got back in and drove right around.
Yeah.
And I say that all the time because, you know, there's that, you know, obviously female do a lot better four-wheeling because they're slower and calculated and listen.
Sure, that one.
I'll rat out the men here, but so it took me a long time and a lot of dollars to learn, because if I stop, you know, and then get back in my rig, I forgot what's in front of me, ram into a rock, or I'm like, oh no, I'll just power through this. Well, you end up doing damage, and so I've learned to check my ego and get out of the rig and go, oh, okay, oh yep, there's my line, let me get back on it. So that's a good pro tip right there.
Oh, for sure. The
great
best
one.
Way to wheel, don't have an ego.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And have fun.
Yeah.
And be safe and be, because what we do is dangerous.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, yes, it looks like a load of fun, but it's dangerous. It can go wrong anytime with anyone.
Yeah. Right. Right.
Anyone. People who have been living out here for 30 plus years who have been out here. I went out with a guy and he flipped on his lid. And he's like, I have never done that on this before.
You
know?
It happens.
Every rig is going to break.
Yep.
Stuff can happen to everyone.
Yeah, we put a lot of work into safety equipment on our rigs.
Yeah.
For that reason. We
so
don't want to hurt ourselves.
Use it, people.
Yeah.
You paid for it.
Yeah.
Use it. Don't be too proud to winch.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
That's
a big
thing. That is a big thing, which I find quite fascinating. You know, they'd much rather hammer and hammer on a rig and break parts and be down for months.
Right.
You could have just whipped that little winch out and gone up and wheeled the rest of the day and
well,
up until now.
And especially a trip like this for us, this is your backyard, but we drove, you know, 8, 10, 12, 15 hours from different areas. You come here for, you know, 8, 10 days. And if you break the first couple of days, that really, you know, you might spend 3-4 days waiting for parts, getting the rig back together. You just lost that time wheeling.
Right. Yeah. And that's the thing that I super appreciate about events like this, where you're out for the entire week. It's a really good way to learn how to wheel your rig because you're doing it every single day.
Yeah.
Wrench, wheel, repeat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that.
Eat, sleep, wheel.
Look at that. Look at that. There's all kinds of great quotes here.
Wow. This wow, awesome. They're just coming out.
It's we're going to have a coffee table book after this. I love it. Your brand, Holly, so you're going to HCF is your main brand that you're focusing on creating you, your brand, and not...
anyone
underneath,
else's?
Underneath anybody else's umbrella. You've gotten to the point now... all your hard work and stuff, you've developed a name. Mischief Maker is an iconic rig now that a lot of people see and recognize and go, oh, I know who that is. That's Holly.
Yeah.
So that's cool. And that started, what did you say, like 2019 that you really started?
So 2019 was Mischief Maker. It took me a while. It took me 9 months to name that rig,
okay.
Mischief Maker. His name was Rodrigo. Believe it or not.
I love
and
it.
You have to say it with the R's
yeah,
like
so
that.
You roll
otherwise,
your R's
it's
night.
Just not the same. You know? Rodrigo.
Jeez.
So, yeah. That was his first name. It will always be his real name to
okay.
me. But Mischief Maker, I wanted the chief in there because it's a chief edition.
Right.
So Mischief Maker it was. And I created Woman Wheelers was the next thing. Which was pretty awesome, but Mischief Maker has kind of taken off and it's just hard to keep track of everything, you know? And when COVID hit, actually, I had a team of 16 ladies throughout the whole country in Canada, and we were ready to go with our events and boop.
Shut down. Carpet
everything
pulled
shut
out
down.
From underneath you.
So since then, it's been pretty hard to get everything back up and running on that side. But I'm very much for encouraging not just women, but like everyone to get outside, try it.
No matter what you have, that's the thing.
Yeah.
It's a great point. And you're good about saying that is that it's just get what you got and wheel.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Run what you brung.
Yeah.
Never done it before. You have a Tacoma.
Yeah.
I only say that because I drove here.
You drove up in a Tacoma.
But
yeah.
You have that. Have a shot in it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It
your
doesn't
dad has
how
a razor.
It
yeah.
Bring it out.
Yeah.
Like,
send
let's
it.
Go. If you don't like it, you don't have to do it again, but try it. You might be surprised. Yeah. I was surprised.
Yeah.
Again, very indoorsy, hair, nails, makeup done too.
That's great.
I mean,
back
my hair's always
chill.
The sand in it. Shove a hat on.
And that's how we like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just remember your sunscreen, people.
Yes.
Yeah, sunscreen's
good
huge. Yeah, you got a little crispy
feeling
there.
Feeling a little red today from yesterday, but...
Oh, yeah. I got a nice fall tan going on now.
It's actually tan, though.
Okay, fair.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't want to see these legs. It looks like four different bodies on one body with the different colors going on right
nice.
Now. But, yeah, so went to Woman Wheelers, and then... decided I wanted to build the race vehicle, so I really just needed like a house for all of my stuff. So HCF Motorsports is what we came up with. It's just my name, by the way, people.
Yeah.
Holly Calvert Fowler.
Calvert. Yes. That's awesome.
Unique.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Very unique.
We're all a little special.
So what's your goal? I mean, obviously you got this desert truck racing that you're going to dabble in next year, but what's kind of like your long-term vision that you're seeing encompassing all this? Is that too deep of a question?
Well, for me, it's way too deep, but I'll try to give an answer.
All right.
Because I kind of live like day-to-day-ish.
Okay, that's good.
But
I just want to go racing. Right?
Yeah. I'm just an enthusiast.
Yeah.
I always have been since we got the Jeep. I say I always have been. Since 2019, I guess. And I really just want to encourage people to get out there and do something that they like or maybe really enjoy. And you can make it a career. You know, we all go to, or some of us go to school for certain things. I was in music from the age of 5 through 26, and now I don't do it anymore. I'm in the middle of the desert wheeling, you know, and I absolutely, absolutely adore it. Like, I couldn't imagine life without it.
And back when you were in your career, your music singing career, you never would have thought. I mean, if somebody approached you and said, hey, this is what you're going to be doing 10 years from now, and you're going to go, no way.
Absolutely not.
See, and that's great because people think that, oh, well, this is my college degree, or this is what I've trained in, this is what I've always done, so this is what I'm going to do till the day I retire and die.
Yeah.
No, you can change it up.
Until you retire.
This is America. Right. You can change it up.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. So it's very funny. In the UK or in Europe, I kind of think we're a little more wishy-washy. We kind of go with our feelings and our emotions. And if we don't like something, then we try something else. And that's just our kind of mentality, our mindset. Over here, it's very like career driven. You go from school straight into a career.
Over, you have to pick your career while you're in high school.
That's nuts. Yeah. How do you know what you're gonna do?
Exactly.
But you know, it is what it is. It takes a lot of courage for people from here, I personally think. Anyway, this is just my opinion, but any American who has done something or is used to something and switches it up completely, I applaud them. Because it's not easy. It's hard.
It's not. Yeah.
And it's a big leap of faith to take.
It's uncomfortable. Yeah. But then you look back and you go, well, why didn't I do that 5 years ago? Right? Everybody I talk to, because you have those conversations with people that have done what you've done or whatever, have totally flipped it 180 and go, you know, what's going through your mind? Well, I was terrified. I don't know if I'm doing the right thing. But you know what? It all worked out, and I'd do it again.
Yeah.
Right?
For sure.
Yeah. That's
cool. I think
cool.
It all boils down to, like, from my own personal experience, like, you make yourself happy.
For sure. Yeah, only you can make you happy.
Exactly. Yeah. And there are certain ways to do that, and you got to figure them out yourself.
Yeah.
And all boils always down have to make an option.
I mean, she's got...
there's always an option.
There's always choices.
She's working, you know, at Bomber Fab now, welding on race cars and bombers and stuff. I mean, it's like, hello.
And it comes back to full immersion.
Yeah.
Like, this, I know what I want to do, so I'm doing it.
Yeah.
And nobody's stopping me.
I remember...
Yeah. I like that.
Yeah. I remember calling Amber in her lunch break and, okay, I got to get back to work now. You know, she wasn't very happy. And then this opportunity came up and then boom, got it. And then I'm like, how stoked are you right now? And she goes, oh my God, this is the best thing ever. So it's cool. It's cool to see.
Yeah, it's really awesome.
Taking those chances and making it happen.
Yeah.
Okay, so I got to ask, you've done all these different trails across the United States. What is your favorite trail?
The one question everyone asks.
That's a really tough one.
It is. I have mine. Mine's Fordyce.
Well,
oh, it is?
Yeah.
That's like, that's super ingrained in you, though.
Well, it is, but I mean, like, out here is freaking spectacular. And what I said when I got here in camp on Friday, I said, if Fordyce was closed because of a fire and we had one more day left to wheel, right? You got one more day left to wheel. I'd be on Fordyce, but if it was closed, I'd be here at Sand Hollow.
Yeah, for sure.
So that's where, but I love the Sierras. I love trees. I love granite.
Yeah.
We got the river cross. It's got it all. And it's
like
got ridiculous challenge. It is my
home.
It
does. Home.
Yeah.
But it's great. But anyways, so it's easy for me to, I can pick my favorite song too.
Yeah, wow.
And a lot of people can't pick their favorite song. So I don't know.
I can't, but I can, I mean, I can tell you Rubicon's one of my favorite trails for the same reason as
Fordyce.
It's
in my top five.
Yeah, it's like my home.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Holly.
What is
I have a couple. So, I love it here. Love it here. There's so much to do. You can be on an easy trail. You can do a technical trail. The choices are...
You can combo up trails.
You can do whatever.
Yeah.
Make it as hard or as difficult as you want.
Yeah.
Right?
Texas.
Okay.
Love me some Texas wheeling.
Yeehaw.
Love Wolf Caves.
Okay.
That's in Mason, Texas. Phenomenal place, phenomenal park, phenomenal family who run it. And I love the Texan people.
Well, we got to wheel with Gary and Dana yesterday. Yeah. They were great. They went out with us today. They met up with us.
Oh, they
for,
did?
Yeah, they came
Falls.
Out to
Tocqueville. How do you pronounce
Tocqueville?
That? Tocqueville
Falls.
Tocqueville Falls, yeah.
Yep.
That
I want to call it Torquer Falls is what it should be named.
Yeah. It should be an R.
That's like a good four-wheel drive trail.
Yeah.
Torquing.
But nonetheless, they're super cool.
Torquing. Yeah.
And by the way, I wanted to, like, thank you for how much time you spent with her trying to get up those obstacles.
Of course. Of course. She can do it. I've seen her do some radical stuff.
Yeah.
And, you know, everyone sometimes just needs that calm person, you know, because, you know, if we wheel with our significant other, I know as soon as Walter gets into the seat, I'm not concentrating on what I'm doing. I'm thinking, is he feeling okay? Is he okay in that seat? Should I tell him to get out? Is he going to be like, it's all about someone else.
Right.
You know what I mean? And then arguments always happen, people, with your partners. I don't care what you say. No one lives a Disney life here, okay? Like, Walter and I are best friends, but holy moly, we could punch each other sometimes on the trail. So sometimes you just need a calming voice. A lot of people tell me that I'm just very calm when I'm on the trail with people. I'm like, you're fine. Don't worry about it. If you're in danger, I'll tell you.
Mm-hmm.
Or I never want to push people into something that I know is going to make them feel uncomfortable.
Right.
But at the same time, I want to push them a little. You know what I mean?
It's a difficult balance.
It is. Yeah. It definitely is. But Dana handled it phenomenally yesterday.
Well, yeah, you could see she was getting a little bit frustrated. And then it was like, okay, yep, calm talk. And it's like, no, we're going to get you up this. Yeah. It's going to happen. You know? And it did.
Yeah.
On that first obstacle.
You're really good at that.
On the first one. The second one was a little bit of a monkey one.
It's gnarly. And I don't know. She wants to try it again, but I would like to see and just see, you know, just that wheelbase is just so much different there.
It is. That's another funny thing, spotting for different wheelbases.
Yeah.
I have learned now to kind of step back from anything that's not near to my own.
Yeah.
Because I don't like watching you guys yesterday, some of the lines that you took, I was like, whoa, okay.
Yeah.
We could never do that. So that's cool.
Yeah,
you know
it is.
I mean?
And that's knowing your rig, knowing your vehicle, right?
Exactly.
Back to that. Yeah.
I ended up in a really sketchy situation one time that ended up in a picture in a magazine. Because the spotter didn't know my wheelbase.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and you have to be, I'm going to say this, and I did not want to say this, but as a female, you really have to be kind of confident and strong when it comes to spotting.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, everyone just wants to help you get up that cool obstacle or any obstacle.
Sure.
Right.
But, you know who to listen to, and you have to. I have been on a couple of times where I've, my Scottish craziness has come through. And I'm like, everybody, be quiet.
Yes.
It takes a lot to just say that, too.
I am listening to this one person.
Yep.
And then there's always that one guy who's like, Vito.
Yeah.
Keep going.
Yeah.
It's a peanut gallery.
Send it.
Yeah.
Send it.
Oh, Lord. That's so funny.
Yeah.
Knowing your rig is a big deal.
Huge.
Knowing your own ability is another big deal.
Yeah. And just knowing when to, like, I always want to help everyone, but just step back.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You don't have to be the hero, people.
Yeah.
And hey, if you want someone to, winch to the back of you, pull your back end down.
Go for it.
Hey,
pull
absolutely.
You up.
If it prevents damage and stuff.
Yeah,
it's just like yesterday. It's like, okay, we're not driving out of this situation. Dana was not getting out of the situation.
If you feel like you're getting too sketchy, just say you're getting too sketchy.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
No pride. It's a lot easier to come back to camp under your own power and not dent it up than, to wheel another day than to be wrenching all night long and working on stuff.
Windshields are more expensive than pride in the moment.
You got tie wraps holding that thing on now, or what happened?
Yeah, what happened with that?
What, my windshield?
Yeah, your windshield frame.
I took it off.
Oh, it's off now?
Oh, no, the windshield frame's still there.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah,
I smashed that a little bit
yesterday.
I saw some zip ties on it this morning. And a piece of wood or something?
Well,
that's
always been there.
Oh, I didn't notice that before. Oh, okay.
Oh.
At this point, I'm just too lazy to take it off.
It's a race car. You got to keep... Amber keeps reminding everybody it's a race car.
Spell it backwards.
Yeah. Yeah.
R-A-C-E-C-A-R. Race car.
Is race car backwards?
Oh my God.
See, there's so many. We are about 30 pages into a coffee table book right now. We got to document all this. This is great.
Oh gosh.
Is there a trail on your bucket list that you absolutely want to do that you haven't done yet?
The Rubicon.
No way.
You haven't done Rubicon
yet? Get the F out.
I tried to go on the Rubicon with some guys from BFG. The fires were there, roaring.
Oh, that's right. So you went to Fordyce.
Went to Fordyce instead.
Okay.
The next day, it got evacuated.
Was that your first day on Fordyce? You've been on Fordyce before.
I've been on Fordyce. I only did the first two wind chills.
Oh, and that rain with power tank and all that stuff.
Oh.
It was a mess.
My
good Lord. I was so glad. Yeah, I was so glad I was watching that from the living room.
Yeah, that was... So, they actually put a rain fly on the Jeep because I had someone in with me as a passenger. And they're like, yeah, we'll just zip tie and it can be a rain cover. So when it rains, and I came back, I said, you get that off. I am an open top vehicle. If it rains, it rains. If it pours, pours. If it snows, it snows.
Yeah. And it's California. It's not really going to rain.
Yeah. Like, it was cold though.
Yeah.
I didn't bring a jacket. I was in a wet t-shirt. It was fantastic. My passenger hated it. He was like, can we just get off here already? I'm like, listen, I'm trying.
We're doing our thing.
We're doing our thing.
We're getting it done.
But yeah, Fordyce, so we did it backwards and then did it back up again.
Yeah, windshield five and down.
Woo.
That's a good trail, down and up. That's a great, you got all you can eat buffet there.
Dude, it was awesome.
What'd you think of windshield three? Which is the one that's coming down, you got windshield five that's a zigzag.
Yeah.
Okay, and then four is just kind of like straight down a couple ledges.
Yes.
Then you wind through the trees a little bit, then it opens up to this area, and then windshield three coming from that direction on the far left has this huge hole. And then you had another line just to the right of that was, you know, all granite, and it kind of pitches you to the passenger side. It does pitch you to the passenger side up against the ledge, and then you drop off a 3-4 foot ledge back onto dirt. And now there's a easy line around all that off into the trees on the right.
Yeah.
That's a certified bypass that. But but that line, that windshield three is the toughest section of Fordyce.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. It's just good fun though.
Yeah.
Everything moves. Like the person in front of you, you're like, I'm gonna take that line. Oh,
nope,
no, I'm
that
not.
That rock just moved.
No, I'm not. It doesn't even exist anymore.
Yeah.
So
But it's I love that trail and the
it's
water
a good
crossings
trail.
And just granite ahoy. Well, Rubicon is easier. So that's but the scenery's just as good, better, because there's some lakes that you drive by.
Yeah.
But
never been on the Rubicon.
I know. So,
it's
so
super iconic.
It is.
I've wanted to do it since the second week of seeing what Jeeps could do.
Yes.
Watch the JK experience was what got me.
Okay.
And I was like, ooh, I'd love to go there. It looks beautiful.
Yes, it is. It is beautiful.
So yeah, out of everything, that's
Rubicon.
Rubicon here.
We got to make it happen, Amber. You know the Rubicon?
Rubicon's my home. I told you that.
She knows that trail inside and out, too. And then there's the Old Sluice. So a lot of people don't run the Old Sluice. It's off to the side of the trail, and that's like some serious rock crawling there.
Oh,
but,
nice.
But doable.
You'd have fun on that part.
You would be fine.
Yeah.
You got the armor for it, and it's part of the trail that is still part of Rubicon that hasn't changed or been altered over the years.
That's really cool.
It's classic Rubicon.
There's a big difference. Really. Like, I like to tell people all the tourists can have Rubicon, and we'll keep Fordyce as the real wheelers.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, it's a super scenic and well-known trail. You know, it's
well-maintained.
Super well-maintained. It's a bucket list item for a lot of people.
Yeah, of course.
And so, like, to me, I've done it a million times. It's not that hard.
Yeah.
It's super scenic still.
Yep.
But it's still fun. You still got to do it.
Yeah. So, of course. That's just, like, one thing.
Okay.
Off my bucket list.
Make it happen.
I'm going to make it happen.
We're just a phone call away. Right there. We could be there at any time.
I think I'm 45 minutes from the Tahoe side.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
From the trailhead.
It's happening.
It's happening. We know cool spots there that a lot of the public just don't go to, that you just walk off the trail and see some super cool mining history and Rubicon history. And
stuff. Yeah, that's another thing. If you ever want like a full tour of the Sierras, hop in with this guy.
Yeah.
Nice.
Oh, man.
Know a little bit.
Running for it.
I love it. It's just so much fun. It's cool seeing the, you know, the different mining operations and what, I mean, that used to be a road. That used to be where they traveled and people, that's how they got from point A to point B. And now you need a super capable four-wheel drive to get from point A to point
B. Super capable. Samurai on 31s.
There we go.
Capable. It works. It works. It does
the
job.
It's your attitude that's capable.
Right.
It's true. It's all in your head.
Yeah. It
really is.
Yeah. And experience, too.
And the I got to bring up one thing that you said yesterday that was super cool, because our buddy Samurai James was commenting on your shock setup, because you've got coilovers and bypasses.
Yeah.
And he goes, oh, you got it set up this way with one in front of the other. I forget whatever. And it was the same as his. And he asked, you know, why is it that way or whatever? And you're like, I don't know. It works for me.
Yeah, it works for me.
And I love that, because there's some very opinionated people out on the trail that, you know, well, you need to do this, or this needs to happen this way, and that's never going to work, or whatever. And this
why
all ties in.
Why do you do that?
Yeah. Why? What is that?
That's wrong. Yeah. That's my favorite thing. Yeah.
Hey,
that is wrong.
If we listen to those people, we wouldn't be racing, right?
Exactly.
See, it's that attitude. It works. You know what? And that's a great response. You know what? That works for me.
Yeah.
It works for me. Perfect. Yeah. You can't argue with that.
No, you can't even. You really can't. I never even thought about that. I just literally was just like, it works for me.
That's your next hat. It works for me.
It works for me.
Seat time over everything.
It works for me.
It works for me.
It works for me. I love it. I got to, before, if there's anything else you want to talk about, but we got to talk about the bikini on your rear diff yesterday.
Yeah.
And you tore the crotch out of it.
I did. So some wonderful friends of mine put a very large Mischief Maker color thong on the rear diff. Looked very pretty, but he ripped.
Yeah.
At the end.
Yeah.
You see, he very lasted end. The whole two trails.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. You drug
like
your rear diff on a rock, and I watched it happen. And I go,
man.
Oh my God, she just ripped the crotch out of the.
It happened, people. It happened. Sometimes it just happens.
That was terrific.
And then you got up the obstacle, and I go, Holly, you gotta look at your rear end there. You got a rip crotch, and sure enough.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah.
That was it. The end of the day.
So is it still dangling on there? Or did you take it off last night?
I took it off.
You did take it off
last
night.
Yeah, I did take it off.
Okay.
Fair. Yeah. Right. See, she wills so hard that kind of thing's not going to last.
Exactly.
Yeah, it don't last.
Yeah. Exactly.
Commando all the way.
Amber, you got anything on your list over there? Any more questions?
I'm surprised we covered more than I thought we would.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I'm a chitter chatterbox.
Well,
so.
But you're super just... You're enlightening too.
Oh, well, thanks.
Well, it's cool. You're you know, down to earth, real person, just like the rest of us, and it's fun. And we all have that common thread of we like to wheel.
Exactly.
We like to wheel, and I don't know, but in my career and stuff that and I started four wheeling seriously when I was, you know, like 18, but. I never met anybody off-road. I shouldn't say that. There's one or two people that kind of, you're like, nah, I don't ever want a four-wheel with again. But our community, our off-road community is absolutely amazing.
Incredible.
The people you meet, and it's like events like this, we could go to this camp right across from us. They just pulled in this morning.
Yeah.
Don't even know them. And walk over there and say, hey, how's it going? And we could be talking for the next 2 hours and be out wheeling in a trail.
Yeah.
And it's just so freaking cool. Huh. And that's what I love about it. And that's been... You know, the whole thing with this podcast, it's like, you know, you get to talk to all these great people and share these stories and you know, it's
build this incredible community and you want to like instill these values on the community to help people be better.
Yeah.
You know,
and we get our digs in on, you know, everybody's got their brand loyalty, you know, whether it's Jeep, Samurai, you know, Toyota or whatever it may be. Hashtag buggy life, but you know, we go out there at the end of the day, we're out there helping everybody and getting off the trail, so
picking up trash, being responsible.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You have anything else you want to cover, Holly, that's burning in your
I mean, I don't think so. I have a YouTube channel.
Yeah, let's get...
If you feel like I'm going to plug myself now.
If you feel like watching
some randomness, because it can be quite random on there. Sometimes it's me working on my rig. Sometimes it's, I don't know, me on a trail or... But
I got to give you this, too. You are the best narrator of your videos. It's so funny.
Thank you.
I love your commentary.
Well, thanks. Yeah. Honestly, it's just me.
Yeah.
Which is hilarious. A lot of people will come up and be like, oh... You are just like this.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, yeah, what did you think I was? Like a different character? I am who I am and I say what I say and I'm goofy and it, you know,
sitting
it just
in the McDonald's drive through in Moab.
Yeah.
Taking a selfie.
Yeah.
Always.
Like, yep.
I've done a couple of those through a drive through where I've gone through and said, I'm just going to leave my camera here and I'm going to drive through again. And then I'll pick up my order. And they're like,
what
cool.
are you doing?
That's crazy. This girl's crazy. Surprised I didn't press the little button underneath the counter. But it's fun, you know? I started the YouTube channel to document stuff so basically my family could just keep up with what I was doing.
Oh, that escalated quickly.
Yeah.
Quickly. Then last year, I wanted to do a daily vlog, and I was like, yeah, I'm all for it. Yeah, just before my birthday, I'm going to do a daily vlog. It's going to be amazing. We're traveling everywhere. We've got so many events. And then good old COVID hit, and I was like, okay, people, we're going to the laundromat today. This is why I love going to laundromats.
Here's your introduction to Holly's commentary.
Pretty much. We're in the supermarket today. Can you believe the price of meat? No, you know, it got so silly. I was like, no, I can't keep up with this. Because editing, bearing in mind, I do everything. So
it's a lot of work.
I film everything myself. Because 9 times out of 10, Walter is working. Or if it's a weekend or an event, like, he sees that as my work and he doesn't kind of want to intrude a little. But he'll be there.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll film everything. I will edit everything. And editing, people.
Oh.
Let me tell you a story about editing. It takes forever. Sometimes it takes like 7 hours to do this stuff, 8 hours.
It's a full-time job.
It's a full-time job.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of people are like, why don't you just get more cameras? Because have you tried putting, I tried once, 6 cameras. And then I had the 6 cameras in front of me. I was like, now we're just going to forget this video. I don't want to, like, you know, get everything tuned up with each other. And it's a lot of work.
Syncing sound and all that stuff if you're,
oh, yeah.
But on the same token, you're out there with your phone doing the videos.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's as simple as you want to make it.
Yeah.
Did you have the drone yesterday, too? Was that your drone? Or whose drone was that? Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Ooh, by the way, I have a phenomenal video of Amber.
Oh, cool.
Is it the one you sent me, or is it another one?
Could be the one that we sent you.
Going up the one with the stair steps on the passenger side?
Was there a wheel
I
here?
Love that
Super
one.
Super cool.
It's great.
It's just like, one. It just zooms around. It's very cool.
I just appreciate the fact that at one point I was going up that one with the dude putting the sign up on.
Yeah.
And he was telling me which line was the short wheelbase line. And then I took the hard line. And Walter said he put his phone down and just watched.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, that's what he told me. I was like, yes.
That's great.
Goals achieved.
Yeah, of course. And then it was funny because Tanner was sat on the other side and he's like, she needs to be more over. Oh, never mind.
Oh, man, that was my favorite part.
there's definitely a lot of moments yesterday. Those tires were up in the air more than on the rock, I think, at times.
Oh, that's okay. Hills. I don't have to keep all 4 rubbers
down. No, you don't. You don't.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
It's fun wheeling with
3 Amber. 3-wheeling is better than 4-wheeling.
She did 1-wheeling on the Fallen last year. Yeah, we got a great video there.
1-wheeling.
Yeah, where you sent it up the wall. Well, the one passenger rear was up against the wall, but you were
okay.
The front end was
fairly. Fair.
It looked like you were
like,
one-wheeling.
That happened.
I think that's what this place is good for, though. It's like sandpaper anywhere you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of people freak out when they feel that one tire in the air, and you're like, no, just creep forward. It'll come back down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, my goodness.
It's not like in Northern California where someplace you might lose traction, and then you might just go over backwards.
Yeah. That's no bueno.
Here you can just send it.
Send it.
Send it.
Push your limits.
Send right? it, don't send it. Momentum.
Full send.
Momentum is your friend.
I got a great, I caught that on video yesterday when you're like, okay, we're just going to, okay, just, you're going to have to send it. No, I didn't say it. I didn't
okay.
say send it.
Remember you that? Guys are all around me. I know. Send it, send it, send it. And I was like, okay. Listen, Dana, you just want to send it. No, no, you don't want to send it.
You don't want to send it.
Just go with momentum.
So good.
That was fantastic.
So much fun. Okay, so your YouTube channel is called?
Mischief Maker TV.
Right, okay, so Mischief Maker TV.
Mischief Maker TV.
And then Instagram is Mischief Maker JKU.
Okay. Same on the good old Facebook.
Facebooks.
Love me some Facebook.
Yeah. I'm more Instagram.
I'm definitely more Instagram. Yeah. Facebook kind of confuses me a little.
Yeah?
It seems more complicated than all the kids tell me. No.
Oh, jeez.
I think there's more engagement on Instagram, right?
It honestly depends who you are, but for me personally, absolutely yeah. Instagram.
Yeah.
For sure.
And I love the recently your little short,
Reels?
Yeah, the reels and the dub over of whatever.
Love me a reel.
Yeah.
I gotta shoot some more today.
Do you?
Behind on them, but that's because your, the internet is
yes,
down.
Yeah.
Like I said, she's so freaking funny.
Yeah. It's great. I'm sitting there laughing. It's like, okay, what did Holly post today?
Well,
yeah.
It's fun, and also it's a fun way to not promote is not the word I want to use, but I'll use promote because I can't think right now.
It's the brand.
Yeah, fair.
But yeah, it's a fun way to represent is what I wanted to say. To represent who like you work for or who you're partners with. It's just a fun way to do it. I love tugging my tire that night.
Yeah.
Do you know I'd been working on my Jeep for 9 hours in the heat? I was super, super sweaty. I was over it. I got into the truck. I drove halfway to back to the house. I forgot to do my reel. Drove back, hugged my tire.
No.
And said that. And then I was like, okay, reel done. We can go.
Oh, my gosh. That's
thank
dedication.
You, BFGs. Thank you. Time to go now. I'm tired.
That also speaks to just who you are, too. Like, the amount of dedication you put into just that
is
different.
I think coming from a performing background, it kind of just, it brings me back to those days. So I just like doing it.
Fair.
Yeah.
You know?
That's great.
You know? And also, guys, don't take yourself too seriously.
Well, there you go.
Have
that's
fun in life.
Good tip.
Yes.
You know? I don't mind looking like a fool.
Yeah.
Hey, if you flop, just laugh about it.
Yeah.
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 You know, you screw up. That's okay. Learn from it.
You get on top of your vehicle like Superwoman.
Yeah.
That's what you do.
Dun, 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 dun.
So that's awesome. So you don't have any, you got notes over there, Amber. Anything else that's
I know.
Pressing?
Seriously,
that you were,
I like.
Did we cover everything?
I covered everything.
You did?
No, okay, I didn't.
Oh, here
cover
we go.
The questions that I wrote down, but I am not disappointed in what we covered.
Oh, no. Wow.
Well, what question do you have that's very, that you maybe you want to?
Nothing pressing.
Oh, she's looking. Nothing pressing?
No.
Come on.
No?
No?
Nothing?
I think you're super cool.
Send it, Amber. Send it.
What?
Just send it, Amber.
Okay.
Send it.
Pick something.
Anything.
No peer pressure.
No, really. Like, we dove into
we
some stuff.
We did. We covered.
That I outlined in my questions.
Okay.
Oh.
Like, especially, like, how you wanted to inspire people to come, like, just generally, people in general.
Yeah.
Come out and wheel and try new things.
For sure.
You know, step out of your comfort zone.
Yes.
Right?
Huge thing. It's going to feel terrible.
Mm.
But anything that feels terrible is super worth it.
Yeah.
You're going to feel awful. You're going to feel like everything is wrong. But it's going to be right.
It's going to be all right.
It's going to be all right.
You got to scare yourself sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
You really do.
Keep yourself in check.
Yeah, for sure. And just be humble, people. Yeah. Like, we're lucky that we're here. We're lucky what we do, especially, you know. And for those people who are in it full time, whether it be working in an awesome place, welding or wheeling or racing, whatever, we're lucky to be doing what we do.
Yeah, for sure.
You know,
Even if it's not what you do every day, if you're out there doing it on the weekends.
Exactly.
Any day wheeling is still better than any day at work.
For sure.
And it really underscored last year because, you know, this is not my day job. This is just a fun thing. But wheeling is my life. I mean, that's one of my big hobbies. Skiing and wheeling are what I do. And, you know, not that I took it for granted, but, you know, I got to get out and do a lot of wheeling and stuff. So I had some trips planned. And forest closed. You can't get there. What do you mean forest is closed?
Yeah.
What? And then that really made me think back and appreciate. And it's just like Barrett Lake Trail, which is another great trail that you need to do.
Okay.
It's right by the Rubicon. Phenomenal trail.
Nice.
Not super hard. There's a couple little hard sections, but it's a granite, beautiful trail to one of the most beautiful lakes that you end up at, Barrett Lake.
Nice. Trust me.
But it's only open 3-4 months out of the year because it's got to be completely dry before they open it. It borderlines desolation wilderness there in Tahoe.
There's a lot of work that goes into that.
Yeah, a lot of work to keep that trail open. It closed for several years, and then it opened back
up. So they could put a bridge up, and then they got the bridge built.
Wow.
Off-roaders rallied together, got a lot of funds, raffles, everything to throw money at this bridge.
Right.
Anyways, we get... and then it'll close when we get first significant rainfall, and then it's done.
Yeah.
Well, because of the fires this year, it closed early. It was only open for a few weeks, and then we would typically be doing it in September and October, and I don't think it's going
to
open.
The fires got really close to there, actually.
Yeah.
Came right up to Wright's Lake, which is at the trailhead.
But every day that I get out there and get out with friends or whoever it is, it is super majestic.
Yeah. Majestic, yes.
I had to throw that in. Had to throw that in.
Every time you're in the Sierras, I think that's the word that goes with that terrain. Yeah. It's majestic. Yeah.
So I do have one more request, Holly, with your accent and your beautiful voice.
Oh gosh.
So and you imbibe a little bit in the whiskey or anything or?
Yeah, of course. I'm from Scotland.
Have you ever? Yeah, exactly. So have you ever heard the term when you have a really good whiskey, 'tis like angels crying on me tongue?
I have not, actually.
You haven't?
You made this one up.
No, I didn't make it up.
Did you make that up?
Yes, I made it up.
Because that was phenomenal.
I know. There you go. That's going to be the last line, last page in the coffee table book that we're all writing.
All right. So it's mostly samurai pictures.
I got a mischief maker in there. Is it going to be on the cover? Right.
Samurai and the JK and...
Okay. And my Jeep.
No CJs.
CJ5, come on.
Wow.
Classic Jeep.
I just like to hate. Sorry, Bernie. Anyways.
No, that's all right. Can I get you to say 'tis like angels crying on my tongue?
You could if I could really hear what you were saying.
Tis like angels crying on my tongue.
Tis like angels crying on my tongue.
Aye.
You gotta have a wee drama after this, people, you know. You gotta hit. Oh, aye, a wee swally. A wee swally will be hit the night. Mm-hmm.
That is podcasting gold right there. Podcasting gold. Thank you so much.
That was great.
I gotta get Holly to say this. I don't know how, but I'm going to get her to say this. But
and she made it extra.
And just,
I did. And a wee bit more.
Yes, that is freaking awesome. So freaking good. Was there anything else? I am respectful of your time, and we're having a blast chatting with you, but I know you are a busy gal, and this is an extra busy week for you.
It is.
As the week progresses, like you're doing trail tomorrow and then it's just go and then you're actually leaving because you're going to the Off-Road Expo.
I am. So I leave Friday morning to head there.
To the Off-Road Expo.
I'll be with KMC.
Yeah.
We got to switch out wheels on Thursday. Never ends. And it's just going to be a fantastic time. It'll be really good.
I
hope people come and see me.
Yeah.
There's nothing worse than standing in a booth.
Is that Southern California?
Yeah. No,
yeah. So yeah, Ontario?
Ontario.
Yeah,
yes. Yeah.
Ontario. Yeah. I got to go to that one of these years. But if I got a choice between going there and Trail Hero. Yeah,
it's always going to be Trail Hero.
Well, I mean, you can go to Trail Hero and then you go to Off-Road Expo afterwards.
You can fly there. Fly there real quick. We could take the Wheeling Wine and Whiskey
there.
Jet. Just fly there for a day and then come back to Trail Hero.
Thank you, Chris Money.
Yes. That's a whole nother inside joke. Say hi to Chris. So you could do that. Just say
Chris,
hi.
Chris, where are you?
Because he's going
to
be editing
I will
this.
Not say hi to you. I'm just like, where are you? I looked for you on the trails yesterday. I found Lorenzo here today.
See?
But no Chris.
But no Barbie Jeep.
Wow.
That's perfect. No, he really wants to be here, but he has business obligations abound. He's changing jobs, so he's...
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's a pretty big deal. So
oh, well, then congrats. Like,
yeah, no, it's a good thing. But he's That's super awesome. Bummed he's not here. But he will be at KOH if you're going to be at KOH.
Oh, of course I'm going to be at KOH.
Hello.
Racing or not.
Are you going to be there, Amber, KOH?
KOH, me?
Yeah, are you?
Are you? Have you ever been there before?
No. What? What is this place in Southern California where people go and do off-road
Johnson
stuff?
Johnson Valley?
Like Disneyland,
Johnson
right?
Valley?
Yeah, Johnson Valley.
That no, magical, mystical place.
Oh,
magical,
man.
Magical, mystical place where lives change.
It has its own vibe, own everything. And it's,
love it
You
there.
Cannot describe it to anybody that's not been there. You will never do it justice until you get there and see it yourself.
But if you've been there about 5 years, you go on YouTube and you look up KOH 2013.
Oh, 2013, yes.
Have you seen that video?
That is a good one.
I have not seen this. I'm going to go on the internet, people.
The internet.
One internet that works.
Are they working?
Hello, internets.
I don't know about Facebook and Instagram, but YouTube, maybe.
Yes.
Describe that one, Amber.
Oh, come on.
Come on. You brought it up.
The Pirate 4x4 days
yes.
when they'd have the videos of the two characters sitting there talking in like monotone voice.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen those?
Yeah.
It's one of those.
So they're talking about KOH.
They're talking about KOH.
It's hilarious.
I have seen it.
Jason
Rear.
Yeah.
Big nappy hair.
Yeah. It's so classic.
Yes.
And then Jake Calloway mocking drivers. You saw that YouTube video.
I haven't.
Oh, gosh.
Can't say I'm familiar. Oh, my gosh. I love Jay, though.
Oh, yeah. And he puts on the mustache, you know, like Tom Waits. And then he does the JT, puts on, you know, slick, you know, covers hair.
Oh, speaking of JT.
It's hilarious. JT is here in the house. Do you know JT, Holly?
I don't know JT, no.
Okay. Well, he was the...
race director for Ultra 4.
Ultra 4.
Really?
Yeah. Recently resigned from that. But he is here at Trail Hero building that course out in the sand.
Oh, nice.
And he's going to be the race director for the rock cross that's going on.
Ooh, that's cool.
You're going to miss that Friday, though.
I know.
But Wednesday, they're doing some qualifying.
Oh, okay.
You're not a loser. You're just busy. You're popular.
Oh, gosh.
We're just new. I'm a loser, too. It's okay.
I'm a loser, baby.
That's my favorite song.
See? I played that yesterday. Your dad was so funny riding with me because I said, I think you're going to be amazed at my playlist. He goes, oh, I don't know. We'll see. And then he's like, oh, this is a good song. Oh, I like that song. This is good.
That's
we
my dad.
Across the, yeah, it was great. Holly, thank you so much.
No, thank you, guys.
For yesterday was a blast wheeling with you. It was super chill. We had a great group. You brought a few of your friends, and we had our friends, and we all were friends at the end of the day.
And then you facilitated all of us wheeling as hard as we could.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Which I super appreciate.
There was something for everybody out there.
For sure.
Yeah. It was not boring for anybody, and it was great. And then to finally sit down and get this in the can, as we call it.
I know, finally.
I'm super stoked.
Yeah.
Been a year in the works.
Awesome.
Now I get to upload this to Chris, and then he gets to edit it and listen to how much fun we've been having and then put it out on the airwaves there. So.
And then come next year.
Yes.
So it should come out tomorrow, Tuesday, if Chris is... No, but it probably won't come out till Wednesday because Chris is not going to have time to edit this tonight. But
thanks, Chris.
It's a super clean edit. I don't think we have really anything to edit out. So
awesome.
Super appreciate it. Look up Holly on the YouTubes there. Mischief Maker TV and Mischief Maker JKU on the gram and the Facebooks.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, DeBurz on the gram. Well, you don't have a YouTube channel or anything.
No,
you're just in a lot of YouTube videos. You're just in a lot of random YouTube videos.
By association.
Anyways, thank you for co-hosting, Amber. Appreciate it. This has been awesome. Some great stories and good laughs. And Lorenzo is giving the hoof of approval and wagging his tail. So we got this one done. Thank you so much. And we're out.
We're out.
Awesome.